We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from the Advertiser. One in five at major Adelaide hospitals, including the Royal Adelaide and Queen Elizabeth, would be banned from work after the National Cabinet accepted a plan to mandate vaccinations for all health workers. It comes as the government faces calls to hire all graduating student nurses in preparation for inevitable COVID cases once the state opens its borders. Until now, different states and territories have set their own rules, which include some health workers, but not others. But the new national rules cover anyone working in public health settings. By accepting the recommendations of the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee, reports on mandatory vaccination, state and territory leaders yesterday agreed to lock in mandatory vaccination in all healthcare settings. The new rules will require COVID vaccinations across the country in all public healthcare settings, including public hospitals, public health clinics, ambulance services, patient transport services, correctional health facilities, and any other public health service. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au or download the app at the App Store. A plan to redevelop a 5-hectare site in Lockleys by the River Torrens with medium-density housing of up to 6 stories tall has been branded shocking by a local residence group. The Pearson Street site houses the Westpac Mortgage Centre and the Lockleys Childcare and Early Learning Centre, which has been there close to 30 years. The site's owner, Pearson Proprietary Limited, has lodged a code amendment with the state government to change its zoning to urban neighbourhood. Pearson Proprietary Limited has a vision to establish a medium-density residential development on the affected area, the amendment lodged on the Plan SA website says. The future redevelopment will provide opportunities to significantly improve the amenity of the locality and pedestrian linkages to the River Torrens Linear Park. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The world will reopen for fully vaccinated Australians who will be able to travel overseas and return without the need to quarantine in a hotel from next month, revealing the long-awaited timetable to reopen Australia's borders, which have been closed since March last year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said immunised returning travellers will be allowed to quarantine at home for 7 days. Mr Morrison said the government had kept its promise to reopen the borders when vaccination rates in a jurisdiction hit 80%, a feat set to be achieved first by New South Wales, followed by Victoria. I'm going to keep the deal which says you go and get vaccinated, and we're going to ensure that the many liberties and opportunities that you have will be restored, he said. It is a great and terrible thing that they have had to be taken away because of the pandemic. We've all understood it. We've all worked through it. We've all suffered through it. But the time has come to give Australians their lives back. And jobs racing in South Australia has been ditched for the first time in almost 150 years. Racing SA announced on Friday that no jumps races were scheduled in the state's 2022 racing calendar. The move was endorsed by the Oakbank Racing Club and welcomed by the RSPCA, but supporters said they had been betrayed. Racing SA chief exec Nick Redden said data from the state's 12 jumps races held in the 2020-21 season reinforced the decision. And that's the latest headlines from the Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.